Bleachy Baby, written by Christina Curtin, November 8th, 2022. It's no secret that my toddler is not a good sleeper. I envy those people who have children that sleep 12 hours straight all the time and who take 2-hour naps. Well, I envy them, but I'm also not willing to let her cry it out. I want it all without paying the price. Anyways, we've struggled on the sleep train for years now. Recently, it's been Evie's go-to to wake up anywhere between 11:30 p.m. and 4 a.m. and call me into her bed with her. She does this by screeching my name from the doorway of her room since I have a gate there to keep her in. I go in and lay with her, waking up if I can between 4:30 and 5:30 so I can come downstairs and work before she gets up for real. This doesn't always work out because she has been waking up and staying up at 5:30 a.m. Children are put here to test your ability to remain sane. I firmly believe this. The other morning, around 6 a.m., I am sitting at my desk working when Vince comes in to find me. I'm alone, the light is dim. I have a half a cup of coffee in me already. No baby in sight. I am relaxed. He looks concerned. Vince asks, "The baby's still sleeping?" In my head, I scream, "Don't tempt the gods, you fool!" Simply, out loud, I say, "Yes." Vince pauses for a moment and continues to look at me with that concerned face. Then he says, "Why is there bleach in the sink?" Okay, so I'd used bleach that morning to clean a chili stain from Scarlett's skirt that had refused to budge after 3 washes, Dawn dish soap, and 2 other various stain removal tactics. When I was done, I placed the empty bottle of bleach in the kitchen sink to rinse before putting in the recycle. Those 2 questions, back to back, about the baby and the bleach made me realize what he was really asking about. I start to laugh and say, "No, I did not poison our daughter to make her sleep." He laughs, maybe slightly uncomfortably. He was joking, of course. I do think he does worry sometimes that I get too stressed out, but I would never do that. I love my children and would die for them. But we joke about these things because we are effed up like that. Dark humor is rampant in this household. Nothing is sacred. 20 minutes later, Evie awakens, bedhead like she just got zapped from the electrical outlet she keeps trying to shove keys in. I think I hear Vince breathe a sigh of relief upon seeing her.